is TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Everybody groove to the music. Everybody jam.
It's time for Be Local Buzz with Devin. Devin is the owner and publisher of Scroll Harbor Bluffs and Be Local Beaches magazines. She's also the founder of Raising Relief Foundation and the host of Be Local Buzz on the TAN Talk Radio Network. Now here's Devin, your community connector.
Hello, everyone, and all I'm going to say is Holy Full Moon Thursday, and I'm certainly feeling it. Today is Be Local Buzz with Devin, your community connector, here every Thursday on TAN Talk Radio. And Maria, one of my guests, who you'll hear from later, she just told me that it was is a full moon, so that explains why I'm frazzled, which I'm not usually, right, Matt?
Usually, Devin gets here for the show. We started usually 4:06. You're here by 3:30, 3:45.
Right.
You walked in 10 minutes before airtime, which is very, very unusual for you.
Exactly. Well, because someone in my family thought it was a fabulous idea to only have one car key to my car, and the universe thought it was a fabulous idea to have me lose it today. So that's what I'm dealing with. So, of course, I had everything already packed in my car to go, and here we are. So, hi. Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a fabulous full moon Thursday. Matt, how about you? You okay?
I'm doing good. I'm here. We're above ground. We're in one piece. That's all that matters.
Okay. Well, if you want to call any of our guests or ask them any questions today, please call 727-441-3000. And the theme of today's show is creating your own space. And you will hear why from I have the two experts, of course. You know, if you hear them here, they are like the best of the business. And they are from Stroll Harbor Bluffs and Be Local Beaches magazines and network. So I'm going to start with a little trivia. Remember, I was kind of starting the show off with a little trivia?
Yeah.
All right. So creaking houses, do you know what causes the creaking houses? Matt?
What causes creaking in houses? Like when you're walking around the house and the floors creak.
Scary. It could be like kind of creepy. It can be. People's, you know. That's a myth that it's haunted if you hear a creaking house or something.
For sure.
Yeah. No, I'd say that's just the framing of the house.
Framing of the house. Yeah. Okay. Any guesses in the studio? How about you out there? Anyone can guess?
Settling.
Yeah, I guess settling. That makes sense.
It's temperature. It's not the age of the house.
Okay.
So that's what it is. It's the temperature.
Expansion.
Yeah.
Contraction. That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And I got one more for our Creating Your Own Space show. What is the world's largest house square footage? Drum roll, Matt. And where is it located? So, do you want to take a guess?
Yes.
World's largest house. Guinness Book of World Records.
I'm going to say it's somewhere in Europe and 10,000 square feet.
Honey, we have 10,000 square feet homes in Harbor Bluffs.
All right. Let me rephrase that then. 100,000 square feet, Europe.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Katie, you're in a lot of houses.
I know. This is a lot of pressure. I mean, I think it would be something massive. I'm thinking United States because we have so much land, but then my head goes to somewhere in Dubai.
Maybe right. It's like, and what's that? Like, going to give a square footage a little guess?
200,000 square feet.
Okay, Maria?
I'd say 150 Greece.
Oh, I love Greece. Mm-hmm. But the correct answer is on the world's largest house, 400,000 square feet.
Okay.
27 stories in India.
Oh my God.
27 stories. That's a lot of baseball.
Yep. That makes sense. They went up instead of out.
Yeah.
You have to go up with that much house.
When you're in India traveling, please go see this world house. And please take pictures and send it to Be Local Buzz, TAN Talk Radio, because I would love to see this.
We're always fascinated by some of the oddities and trivial things Devin finds. So why not add to it?
Add to it. All right, we're going to start off with Maria. But before we get to Maria, I know we have a song, but before we even get to a song, I have trivia for her, okay? Let's see. What did I have for our Maria? Oh, okay. Homes with what color front doors sell for the highest price? We got to get the little, what is that, Jeopardy? We got to get that music.
Yeah, hang on.
We got to get that for trivia. So homes with color, what color front doors?
Mine's red. I don't know. It's actually called 100 miles per hour, too. That's the color. Yellow.
Okay.
You know, I immediately thought red. So that's interesting that you said your door is red.
Mm-hmm. 100 miles per hour.
Matt, do you want to take a guess?
What, for color?
Yeah.
Sky blue.
Homes with the highest front doors sells at the highest price. Sorry. Homes with black front doors.
Okay.
Sells the highest price, which is cool because I didn't know this, but we just ordered a new black front door from our one and only Windows Depot. Can we have an applause for them? Because they are in our Stroll, Harbor Blossom, Be Local Beaches network.
Awesome.
I've seen the interior doors, people doing all the interior doors black, and that looks really nice.
Yes.
But I didn't know that about the front
and
door.
And we are black door people, and now we're front black door people. So here we go. All right. Okay, so now we can play a song for Maria, our first amazing guest. First of all, I have, like, look at these ladies I have in here today. First of all, I have Legally Blonde, Elle, over here. I mean, is she, like, you look exactly like Reese Witherspoon.
I said it to her when she walked in. That is the most pink suit I've ever seen live and in person in my entire life.
It's the whole vibe, the blonde hair. I mean, really, so you could do a lookalike.
So my question to you is, you got into Harvard Law?
Yes.
What, like it's hard?
Right, like it's hard? Come on.
I love it. I love it. All right, Maria, let's see. What song do we have for her?
All right, hang on. Here we go. For you, Devin.
Yes.
Did you purposely plan it that way with the trivia question, or did that just kind of happen?
What do you think?
It just kind of happened.
No! You're talking to, like, LO Miss Planner.
That's true.
Who's stressed out about being 10 minutes early to the show instead of 20 minutes early.
Well, I say this all the time. You are one of the most prepared radio hosts I've ever come across in my time working here.
Thank you. But it was really cool how that kind of, like, fit. The trivia questions about black doors. And then I thought of my Rolling Stones song. So
I didn't even put two and two together until I hit play on the song. I'm like, okay, now that makes sense.
All right.
But anyway.
Okay, Maria. Welcome to Be Local Buzz with Devin on Thursdays on Tan Talk Radio. We're so excited to have you, not only on the show, but in our magazines and getting branded every month in front of our amazing residents. So tell everyone out there, and we'd have to wave to our Facebook guests.
I know, I've already gotten a message that somebody is watching.
Yay!
So.
Hello, somebody.
Oh, that's awesome.
Call in if you want to talk to Maria at 727-441-3000. Okay, so Maria, tell everyone, A, your name, besides Maria, and the name of your company, and kind of what you do a little bit.
All right. Well, thank you for having me here, and I can't wait to be in the magazine. I actually just finished my ad the other day, so everybody watch out for that. I'm
absolutely
super excited. My name is Maria DeFlavis, and I am a Florida native. My business is ZMR Crafters, and the Z stands for my daughter's name, which is Zamara, and then M for Maria, and then R for Ryan, my husband, my ride or die man, bestie. So ZMR Crafters, and I am the maker of all the things. So anything that people want, I just recreate it for them, and it doesn't matter what it is. So I love to build custom wood furniture and the barn doors, consoles, pantries, things like that. And yes, I build, and yes, the tools are mine. And then
I love women in trades.
So do I.
And she showed me pictures. She's amazing. She's like lifting those doors up and carrying them and doing, and she got her tools and equipment. I'm not even going to try to guess what they are because I'm not a tool or equipment person, so I will butcher that conversation. Yeah. So I'll let you talk about that.
Well, people try to give my husband credit and he doesn't even try to take the credit anymore. When we first started, it was him and I about 5 years ago, and I wanted a farmhouse table and I couldn't find one that was small enough to fit my kitchen at the time, and I was like, we should just make one. So we did. I found out how to make one, and me and my husband built our first farmhouse table, and then we built our TV consoles and our barn door.
So cool.
And then we just started listing it on Facebook Marketplace, and everybody loved it and wanted it, and that's just kind of how I got started.
So you became addicted to the tools and
oh yeah.
Now, do you actually, like, design? Like, you sit down and draw the designs?
Yes.
Or how does that work?
And my husband also drafts stuff for me sometimes if I want it all drawn out. But, yes, we do draft it. I don't use any of the programs yet. I do have one program I'm working on, which is SketchUp, and there's stuff for cabinets and things like that. But I have other programs I use because I do CNC woodworking, as well as I work with a laser. So I'm constantly on like 5 different programs a
day.
That
is so cool. And barn doors, and I'm sure you can tell us about this, are so popular in houses right now. And all looks, whether it's like country, coastal, contemporary, what would be like traditional? Right?
Yeah, you can make any really style, have a barn door that fits with that aesthetic, and even changing out the hardware that you use or the wood species, the stain, like, you know, whether it has a live edge or you do panels.
It's so cool.
It's the possibilities are endless.
It's so cool.
She's right.
All right, so who needs to listen to you right now? People that are what, changing it up or what are we doing? Creating their own space?
We are. So basically, yes, anybody, whether it's new, existing, you have a project that you needed to get done, or you wanted to update a room, or you needed something personalized or to gift to somebody else, all the things, anything. Yeah. So I don't think there is an exact audience. I think I can kind of speak to everyone. I think somebody always needs something, a gift or a project at home, like I said, or to update what they already have. And that's what I'm here for.
So the reason why I have the two ladies that I have on today is because you're going to hear later, so stay tuned. You're going to hear from Katie from Slade Interiors Design, who is an interior decorator. So it made sense to have someone who builds furniture and doors to you guys to meet.
Yeah,
I just
perfect
felt the
match.
Collaboration was like a perfect thing. So we're going to hear from Katie after, who actually really creates your own space too, and everything, right? Everything. So Maria, how does someone get in touch with you if they want a barn door? And do you do all like the slider stuff that goes with the barn door and all that kind of stuff too?
Yes, ma'am. So we give people.
Oh my God! Don't call me ma'am. I feel old.
Yes, ma'am. Everyone.
Okay. All right. Well, no matter what. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Katie. Okay.
Ask them. If my husband calls in, if I yell out ma'am, my one dog, she will come. She knows that I'm speaking to
her. Then I won't take it as an age thing. Okay. Thank you. Carry on, ma'am.
But yes, so when it comes to the hardware, like Katie was saying, I've had people that want brass hardware, the stainless hardware. There's so many more options than just like the black. So everything is customizable, like she said, from the species of the wood, the size of the door, paneling, however you want it, we can do it. So how people can reach me is I am on all social media platforms as ZMR Crafters. My information will be on every single one, my email, my phone number. I do have a website. It does not have the furniture on it, unfortunately. So that's usually custom and local. I don't ship freight as of yet for furniture, so that's usually all local. We do deliveries as well.
And define local, because this is a radio station that goes out to many counties and whatnot.
Oh yeah, so I mean, honestly, you know, I've never really been asked that. I've done Hillsboro, Pasco, Pinellas, Sarasota. I don't know what county that is. Sorry, guys. Manatee,
okay.
Right? Manatee,
yeah.
County.
Okay.
So. Those are kind of like places I've already delivered. So
okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you say furniture, could that be like a kid's bed or like talk about define furniture, because that's just such a broad thing to say. So, you know, kind of what does that mean?
All right. So cabinets, entertainment centers, beds, dressers. We built our own dresser, bathroom vanities.
Okay.
Anything you can set something on.
And you said that you already talked about the dining table.
Yes.
And
yep.
So what about the chairs that go with dining tables?
Benches. I don't build like
Oh yeah, benches. That's
chairs.
Really popular.
I don't do backed chairs as of right now. Yeah.
Yeah, that would I don't know if there's a need for it, but the benches are really popular.
Yes, benches, yes.
Okay.
Stools, things like that. Yes. But nothing with like high back chairs. I'm not into that.
Right. Okay. So how did you, I know you told us how you got addicted, but how did you like, did you ever think of this? Like when you were a kid, were you obsessed with tools or helping dad, or were you ever like a wood shop or, you know, car mechanics? Like talk to me how you get intrigued by that.
No, not really. As far as the woodworking and watching dad and stuff, my husband's father does woodworking. His grandfather did woodworking. My husband did wood shop. But I've always just kind of been a maker of something. My mom was super talented. She could crochet and did quilting and she could build things and she always made stuff around the holidays, you know, so everything was always handmade. And I kind of just feel like I got that part of her. And I started originally with wreaths. Actually, and that kind of went into the vinyl when that was hot like 7 years ago, and then I started doing wood signs. Okay. And I still do all that too. I have the CNC machine, like I said, and the laser, so I'm able to customize.
And what
I
actually, is CNC for us people that aren't in that
like a CAD
lingo.
Basically I put a program or a design or a picture or something into the program.
Okay.
And the program tells the machine, which is I have a router attached to like a steel machine.
Okay.
And the computer basically tells it to move. So there's different end mills that go into the router, and that is what carves out of the wood or plastic or whatever substrate I put on my CNC table, and it carves and makes things. So I've made like custom bottle openers, baseball plaques, wood signs, and you can see all that on my Instagram and Facebook also. And then I can laser engrave on top of it, or I could fill it with epoxy or whatever the case may be. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to go off on that, but you said CNC. So back to how you got interested.
Yes. So I started with the wreaths and then the wood signs. And then, like I said, we kind of just wanted to start building our own stuff. And then one tool led to another tool. Mm-hmm. And then I have a detached garage. So that just became my wood shop.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So when people ask you, what do you want for Christmas? You say Home Depot gift cards or what?
I mean,
never can go wrong with that for you.
You can never go wrong with that. But there are, there's other tools that you cannot buy there that I wouldn't mind having. Saw Stop, you know, Festool, things like that. They do not sell that at Home Depot, but that's okay. I'll take those gift cards too.
Awesome.
But yeah, I honestly don't like receiving gifts on holidays. I don't know if that's weird.
No,
we get whatever we want all year round.
Yeah, my husband and I.
So
Mark,
we
don't do that either. But
yeah. No, we take vacations. We like experiences.
Yeah.
Totally. So my husband loves to travel. He's the one booking the next flight before we even land from the current.
That sounds like Mark. Yeah.
So I don't like receiving gifts. You know, we're all spoiled in my house, so I don't need gifts. I like to spoil the kids and then, you know.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, again, how do people get in touch with you? And we're talking. So, if you're just tuning in, we are talking to Maria of ZMR Crafters, and she builds customized wood products, right?
Everything.
So everything, custom wood, everything. So that could be tables, that could be benches, it could be a desk, it could be a bed, it could be a barn door. But in addition to that, you also do stuff that. Go for it.
Okay. My razzle dazzle. So I work a lot of the craft markets and fairs and things like that. And I reached out and am also a preferred vendor for Pinellas County Schools now. So if you're listening, please use me as your vendor because I'm awesome.
She is awesome.
But I do customize like tumblers, cups, t-shirts, business t-shirts.
Oh, cool.
So I can personalize anything. So when I go to these craft fairs and markets and I sell all that stuff, but I do the custom pressing like on site. So everything is customizable. You choose whatever print you want. You choose whatever shirt, sweatshirt, tank top, and I make that there. And then also when people want all the custom cups to give as gifts, which I just had to do yesterday, and birth announcements and things like that, dogs, bandanas, all that stuff. So I personalize everything and customize whatever people want.
Awesome. So since our show is called Creating Your Own Space, that reminds me of housing, real estate, and everything. So if you're a realtor, how amazing would it be for Maria to make one of those, you know,
charcuterie boards, cutting boards,
yes,
personalized wine glasses, house numbers. I just had a girl reach out to me today that wants a new house number. She's painting, and so I'm going to do stuff like that.
That would be really cool. Really cool.
But it could be engraved with that person's name on it, their house, you know, make it personal just for them.
That's awesome.
I love
that. That's really great.
The first new piece for their new home.
I know. And they always give thank you gifts, housewarming gifts. So that would be great. So, Maria, again, how does someone get in contact with you?
My name is Maria. ZMR Crafters on all the platforms. My email is maria@zmrcrafters.com. And you can find my phone number on there as well. And my website.
Okay. All right.
If you type in ZMR Crafter somewhere, I'm going to come up. It's a blue logo. Okay. So you'll be able to find me.
All right. So I am going to...
If anybody missed any of what was just said, if you're just getting into the car and you tuned in late, don't worry. You can catch up on everything. InternetRadioPros.com. Click on Be Local Buzz with Devin. You can get today's show and any other show Devin's ever done. So if you miss anything, we got you covered.
Yes, and let's wave one more time to our wonderful Facebook family out there.
You can also check it on Facebook, too. We have all the videos archived, so if you missed it and you want to watch again, you can find it on Facebook.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, so I'm going to have to put an order in from you.
Okay.
I have some friends coming from New England in April, and we are going on a sexy cruise.
Ooh.
And they've never been on a cruise before. So I've known them since we were 6 years old. So they're coming to Florida, and I would love to have all our blingy shirts for us. So
perfect.
Just I'm planting that seed so we can talk about that, and I need it for April 19th. Okay, so there we go. All right.
Done.
All right, so Maria, what else do you want to tell our viewers and listeners about yourself, about your business? Talk a little bit about the Pinellas County. What do you do for that? And if there's another school director or, I don't know, baseball coach listening to us right now, talk a little bit about what you're doing for the school system.
Yes, so I'm actually doing the opening day at Cross Bayou Saturday with a couple other vendors, and that's a pretty big event for them, so there's going to be a whole bunch of stuff out there. But yes, I do, when I say I'm a preferred vendor, so all Pinellas County schools, in order to not have parents use their own money and use the fundraised money, you have to be on the preferred vendors list, so you have to be approved by Pinellas County Schools to be on that list. They can't just go out and use any vendor they want. They're not supposed to anyway. So that's what I mean by a preferred vendor. So any of the schools, for the school spirit wear, for any of the fundraisers, for any of the swag, like if you go to a baseball game or a football game and they're selling stuff there, all that is made by somebody. Some of them use large corporations. Other people use small businesses. So I've done some stuff for Boca Ciega, the lacrosse team, the swim team out there. I'm trying to get on my daughter's. She goes to Osceola and a few others. But I also like to do fundraisers and other events, and I end up donating 75% of my profits back to those organizations. Like if it's
nice,
I have one coming up in March. It's for special needs. I did one for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I donate for my girlfriend who has breast cancer, so I like to donate and put back for those too.
Awesome.
And then the other ones, farmer markets and things like that, I usually post all about it on my social media. And I just want to grow. I just want everybody to know who I am. And
they will. Yes. Then here you go.
Yes.
And you can see her starting in our April edition. Woo-hoo. In Stroll Harbor Bluffs. And thank you for being philanthropic, because part of Stroll Harbor Bluffs Be Local is Raising Relief Foundation, which is a nonprofit started by my husband and myself. And we raise money to help other nonprofits that may need help with something. So thank you for that. So
yes,
we'll get you involved in our Denim and Diamonds for sure. And Katie was involved in Denim. Thank you so much. And she's very philanthropic too. So I love that. So just a little, I'm going to plant a seed again. We are getting ready for our graduate photo shoot. So maybe you might want to come and meet some of the moms at that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
And like I said, everything is customizable. So anytime somebody sees something or wants something, I literally can recreate it and make it your own. So you can literally get anything. Anything.
Okay.
If you want your husband's picture on a cup or
oh God.
A shirt.
I, honey, I love you. I love you. I love you. But my husband will not let me take his picture. And if I did take his picture and put it on a cup, he would not be happy.
That's funny. I have a bathing suit with my husband's face on it.
Oh, so honey, if you're listening, did you hear that? I am going to get a bikini with your face on it.
Uh-huh. He thought it was funny, but he just doesn't know that I think my husband's hot, so I wore it proudly.
Oh. Oh, I think my husband's hot too, but he doesn't, I don't know. I don't know what that's all about. But anyways, so one more thing. So Stroll Harbor Bluffs is way more. Oh, wait a minute. Whoa, Matt's flagging me down.
Of course I am. You mentioned hot husbands. Yours just called in. Mark's on the line.
Flagging me down.
Oh. Well, Mark, welcome to Be Local Buzz with Devin. And we got Maria here. We were talking about hot husbands. And yeah, your name came up. So what's going on?
Okay, no coffee mug for me. But definitely the t-shirts for the old ladies that are coming down for the cruise.
Oh, old yes. Ladies, okay.
Old ladies.
I'm going to tell him you said that. You're in big trouble. All right.
Yeah, okay.
You're going to be on a cruise with these old ladies.
No, he's not.
No, I'm not allowed.
Girls. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Hey.
I'll be home relaxing.
Hey, Katie, no men allowed.
Girl time,
yeah.
Necessary.
Sexty.
So, Mark, what would you like to say? Did she hear about the bikinis that she's going to make for me with your face on it?
Yeah, that's great. I want to talk about the house signs. I thought that was kind of cool. I was thinking of like a wooden sign that has a live edge in the middle, like hollow out, and then backlit.
Yeah, you can do that.
You just, you know,
he wants you to do
just
it.
A yeah. Small, no. Just a small, it hollowed out inside. And our outside's going to be black because she wants a black door now because she found out they're most valuable, whatever.
I wanted a black door before I did this last night and found out that that's going to raise our value of our house.
So anyway, yeah, it was something like that would be backlit. Be cool.
Yeah, like house number, what kind of sign?
I'm looking at the house number. We have right now our house number is up on a satin nickel on glass, and it's backlit.
Yeah.
But I was thinking of a wooden black numbers hollowed out with a like a blue...
nice.
Epoxy in the middle.
Really pop.
Yeah.
And then backlit.
Yes. I can do it.
All right.
Okay. We'll have to get together and do that.
All right. Perfect. Well, thank you, Mr. Mark, the hot husband.
Okay.
For calling into your wife's Be Local Buzz show. We really appreciate you.
And also, I think you're wrong about the size of the big house. There's one in Brunei that's like 200,000 square feet.
I said 400,000. See, just like at home, you don't listen. Just. I'm closing my eyes and I feel like I'm totally just at home. Okay, 400,000 is the answer, not 200.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. And that is why I call him the snarky Greek, because even on the radio, he doesn't listen to me.
Typical man.
Katie, yeah, what am I going to
do? We love them, but well, they just...
I got to say this, though.
Selective hearing.
And there's a picture in Be Local Beaches magazine
of
you, your husband, and your photographer, correct?
Yes.
I just went out into the lobby to look at the picture of Mark. I'm like, okay, now I can see why you said what you said.
He's hot.
But now I can also see why you... made that other comment. What he lacks in brains and hearing, he makes up for in his looks.
Oh, Mark, that's so sweet.
Hey, Mark, I say that in as loving a way as possible.
Oh. Well, you are listening. You heard it first on Be Local Buzz with Devin, and we're talking to Maria. Maria, one more time. We're going to go on to our others. Look at this. Elle from Legally Blonde is in the studio. This is so cool. So cool.
I love it. So pink is my whole color. My office is pink. My heat press is pink. Everything. I love it. It's a vibe.
Oh my gosh. So yes, I want to see it.
Okay. I'll show you pictures. But my business is ZMR Crafters, and I am the maker of all the things. And you can find me on all social media platforms. My email is maria@zmrcrafters.com. On there, you can also find my phone number if you really need to text me and get a hold of me. But I am on all social media platforms, and I know somebody... Everybody has their phone in their hand, so you can always, I'm at your fingertips. You can reach me.
Yes, and coming soon to Stroll Harbor Bluffs.
Yes, I cannot wait. Like and I said, I just submitted my, I think I'm late, but she was very accepting of my ad, so.
Excellent. And speaking of on the phone, if you don't have a hard copy, you can always go to Stroll Harbor Bluffs and look at our magazines online. Mm-hmm. So, Katie, we got our new guest over here. And let's see. Wait, let me just get the... All right. What kind of doorknobs can disinfect themselves, Katie? Matt, do we have a...
Oh my gosh, I have no clue.
See? You learn lots on this show, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So an antimicrobial doorknob.
I think you're thinking maybe way too hard about it.
Brass doorknobs.
Brass.
Can disinfect themselves.
How is that possible?
Hello, hey, I just copy off Google, okay? I don't make this stuff up. So, yes, I'm plagiarizing right now. So, that's the scoop. So, if you want to find out, you're going to have to Google it yourself. But it is brass doorknobs can disinfect themselves. So, Mark, we need a brass doorknob on that black door. So, do we have a song for Katie?
We do. Give me 1 second, and here we go.
All righty.
I came crawling home last night, like many nights before. Finally made it to my feet. As she opened up the door, and she said, "You're not gonna do this anymore." She said, "I'm gonna hire a widow to decorate our home, so you'll feel more at ease here, and you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table, we'll put a bar along that wall, and a neon sign will point the way to our bathroom down the hall." She said, "Just bring those Friday paychecks."
Okay, so if you want to know the most unique song, so yes, Katie is definitely a very professional interior decorator. She is not a wino. But you could always convert someone's home into a bar, I am sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm an advocate for a home bar. Absolutely.
So that was a funny song, right? It's by David Frizzell, whoever that is. But we dug that out. We dug that out. So, Katie, welcome to Be Local Buzz with Devin. So happy to have you here. So please tell our guests, our audience, who you are and the name of your company and what you do.
Of course. Thanks, Devin. I'm really excited to be here. This is my second time on the show. And so I have to say it's a lot more fun the second time around when you get those nerves out of your system.
Yeah.
But my name's Katie Walker, and I'm the owner of an interior design firm. The name is Slate Studios, and we focus on residential. Our whole approach is to design authentic spaces that reflect the people that live there, and we really take pride in offering a white glove service to our customers, because I realize that so many people just don't even know where to start. You're trying to look for trades or great vendors to build a custom table, and you know, people just don't know where to find good, reputable companies, and so we take a lot of that stress away from our clients because we've got partnerships with a lot of local trades and vendors, and so we manage everything for them, not just the design, but also placing all the orders, working with the trades, installation, everything up until that big reveal moment.
Wow. So, you know, you can do one room. Are there any rooms you can't do? You can do all houses. So talk a little bit about what you actually do.
Oh, yeah, of course. So every project is different, and that's why I love what we do. We focus on all different size projects, new construction, renovations, or a micro renovation, which is what I like to call it, would be something where it's just cosmetic. You know, maybe we're not taking down walls, but we are refreshing the room with new finishes. Maybe we're doing a new coat of paint or adding wallpaper. And then there are projects where we're just supplying the furniture. Like the home is already the way they like it, but they just want us to come in and do new seating, area rugs, window treatments, you know, decor, artwork. So we'll work on one room to entire houses. I mean, I've never worked on a 400,000 square foot house before, but I might be up for the challenge.
Maybe we should go to India and go introduce and make sure. I'm sure the 24 stories, and I didn't know how many rooms they have, but I'm sure one of them could use your help, for sure.
I really
want to
know.
They probably don't even know what those rooms look like.
absolutely not. Like,
and how many cleaning people do they have?
That's what I said. That's a lot of baseboards.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of toilets. Imagine? I'm sure.
Yeah. I wonder how many bathrooms are in that house.
Probably more than the bedrooms, for sure.
It's insane. It's insane. Okay. So tell us some of the cool things that's going on out there in interior decorating. And what styles do you actually help people with?
Oh, this is a great question. I love all styles. So this is a problem as an interior designer, is we love so many things. Like, we can really appreciate good design, whether it's traditional, modern, you know, the whole range. So it really does take a lot of self-exploration, right? And kind of some restraint to say, you know what, these are the things I am good at, and kind of like refine your craft down. Because at one point in time in my career, I was kind of a little more broad, where I was just doing a lot of everything for people, which I enjoyed that. But I found it was really important for me to niche down and focus on what I'm really passionate about and what I'm good at, so I can really like offer the best of myself to my clients. So I would say our style ranges into people that are looking for something that's not trendy. I focus on timeless design, something that is authentic to you, because if you love that item, like truly love that piece that we put in your home today, you're going to love it 5 to 10 years from now. I'm not trying to design homes that are just going to have furniture that ends up in a landfill. Like, we're really trying to curate a space with pieces of heirloom quality that you might even pass down to your children. Now, don't get me wrong, I love mixing high and low. I'm not saying every piece has to be that caliber, but those are the designs where I don't want something that they're going to look back on it in 2 years and say, wow, you know, that was really all the rage then, and it really dates itself now. Like, I want a space where everything feels like it has a place, and we're mixing styles to do that. So we might mix in antiques with maybe a really contemporary sofa.
Eclectic. Yeah, it's actually about eclectic decorating, because that is like really popular.
Yeah, and I think it's so successful. I mean, if you look back on some of the really like well-known designers that have a big name, and you look through their portfolio of work, jobs that they did 20 years ago are still beautiful because they use those same principles, and it's still like a room that you would enjoy spending time in today. And so that's where I decided to focus my skills, is to take that same concept of creating timeless rooms that are going to look beautiful forever, and then really getting to understand my clients. So it's very personal. I really want to know the person that I'm designing for. Like, what makes your heart sing? What are you passionate about? What's your lifestyle like? You know, where did you grow up? Where's your favorite vacation destination? Mm-hmm. All of those things can help inspire the design that we put together. You know, I even ask clients on my questionnaire, like, what's your spirit animal? So I have a customer who, he's like, well, I really enjoy like sea turtles, but I don't want you to go putting sea turtles in my house. I'm like, okay, no, we're not going to do that. That's like expected, right? But you love sea turtles. We could find a way to infuse like tortoise shell pattern, like think of tortoise shell glasses. Yeah. Maybe we can find that same style on a side table or in vases.
Oh, cool.
And the person walking in the room doesn't get it, right? They don't necessarily pick up on it, but you know, it's meaningful to you. It has meaning when you see that. It puts a smile on your face because you know the idea behind it and the inspiration of why we chose that piece.
How does someone know what their spirit animal is?
Well, a client just asked me this the other day too, and I told them that I'm a mix between like a lioness and a domestic house cat, because I consider myself fierce. I'm like a protector, but I also enjoy basking in the sun and taking naps.
So like a Bengal.
Well, how would you know?
Well, Maria, do you know what your spirit animal is?
Mm-mm. I wonder what my husband would say.
I know. Mark, call back. What's my... Oh, I don't know if I want to do that. Never mind.
Well, you are wearing some beautiful zebra print today.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love animal print,
I
for
sure.
I
think I'm a mama bear. So that's... I don't know if it's just because of my daughter, but I don't know if that's my spirit animal, but I'm very much a mama bear. Like...
Very cool. Very
deep
cool.
Down. Yeah. Very large.
I love that.
And fierce.
So we're talking to Katie. She's an interior decorator. She owns a firm, which is congratulations on that. That's so cool.
Thank you.
Slate Studios Interior Decorating. And if you want to call her, it's 727-441-3000. And we're talking about different styles of decorating. And I have a question for you about, like, hot colors or high colors, we call them. That is going to be the trend for right now, but then it's going to change in maybe 2 years, maybe next year, maybe 4 years. I don't know. So do you do pop of color? Do you use, like, toss pillows? Or how do you recommend someone that says, hey, I really want to transform this room? Of course, is gray timeless now?
Well, Devin, I hate to break it to you, but I think the gray is making its way out a little bit.
Oh my God. So Mark, we got to call a painter and call Rainbow Painting. We
okay,
need to get him over there.
Don't abort your project just yet. I think the cold gray, what happened was gray became so popular that then everything was gray. The flooring's gray. The walls are gray. The trim is gray. The doors are gray. The furniture's gray. Gray everywhere. It became a little lifeless too because people were picking like a very cool shade of gray. Whereas the warm gray, like a taupe, a grayish, those are still timeless. I think it's what you pair it with, you know. But if you have an all gray room, it could feel a little
the
cold.
The first one is kind of my house, That was the one. Yeah, the one
that's going on.
So what is a timeless color? How do you describe that? And then what about the high colors, pop colors, the popular colors, the trending colors that are happening now that people might want to incorporate?
I mean, okay, again, I'm wearing like a vibrant, I don't even know what color we're going to call this, like, and I should as an interior designer. It's a fuchsia, very bold suit.
It's so amazing.
If there's a color that you love, use it. It doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. I really don't follow the trends, but I do stick with what's, like, I know Barbie pink, they were saying, was going to be a big color after the Barbie movie. Sherwin-Williams announced its color of the year was Upward, which is kind of an airy blue, veering kind of on the gray spectrum. The Pantone color of the year is, I think, Fuzzy Navel, which is a light peach color. I will say, after COVID, everybody started...
I'm not supposed to say
that word. I know, sorry.
Oh, I hate it.
It's like Voldemort for you Harry Potter fans.
I can't believe people are still saying that word.
After COVID, everybody went like way minimal, though, right? Yeah. Like, your house was devoid of color. Everybody went white, all white kitchens, the white oak. Like, it was like, okay, let me strip everything down and get back to basics, because I think we were just wanting to get back to nature and greenery. And that was a big thing that you saw, this like organic approach, minimal. Well, and just as things come back around, everybody's tired of that. So now they're calling for maximalism is going to be the new thing. So
I like that
infusing
word.
Your space with color, personality, pattern, you know, like have fun, like really just make it a little more bold and energetic. I think white kitchens are something that's still timeless, but to make it also feel a little more updated, they're pairing, maybe the entire kitchen isn't white. Maybe you have lower cabinets that are a wood tone, and then your uppers are white.
Oh,
like
cool.
You're kind of mixing things, because then it feels less trendy, and it's not like you can pinpoint that exact year. We all know the bathrooms from the 90s that were pink, carpeted, and brass, like the bright polished brass everywhere.
Yes.
You can immediately date that. So if you start to mix things...
You know why? Because they disinfect themselves. That's probably why.
Yeah, that's a great marketing campaign.
They had to make up for the toilet seat cover somehow.
Yeah. We're talking about, if you want to know why I just threw that little joke in there, brass doorknobs, we learned on trivia today, brass doorknobs can disinfect themselves. So when she said brass, it made me think of that. Katie, I had a question for you about wallpaper. I was a big advocate. I loved wallpaper. And then, of course, it went into the passé file. Is it coming back?
Oh, my gosh. I personally don't even understand why wallpaper would have ever gone out.
Well, it did, right?
Yeah, wallpaper to me is always in. Wallpaper's always a yes. Wallpaper is just one of the best ways to add, like, atmosphere to a room. Like, it immediately adds depth, texture. You can do so many things. You can pick wallpaper that's more subtle with texture and like a grass cloth or a linen look, or you can go bold if you're looking for something to energize a space. Choose a fun pattern, or, you know, something with some imagery to it, whether it's floral or even animals. I mean, there's so much fun wallpaper on the market.
Oh,
I'm an advocate.
Yeah.
Every single project I do, I'm trying to wallpaper at least one room.
Awesome. All right. So now decorating can be very scary for people. Okay, they get intimidated. They don't know how to. I was in the apparel, and it's the same thing with picking out clothes mm-hmm. and matching them. So, how does someone contact you, and what is the first steps? Do you actually go see them, or talk to us about the whole consultation, or even connecting? Because you said it sounds like you really like to build relationships with your clients, mm-hmm. and how do you actually do that?
Yeah. So first, I'll start with my contact information. You can find me on all social media. My whatever it's called handle is Slate Studios ID. So that's Slate, like a blank slate. And on the internet, it's like the same website as www.slatestudiosid.com. Really, every project is kind of unique, but they all start off with the same thing. Let's have a conversation. If you guys are out there thinking, oh, I don't know if I need a designer, or I'd be embarrassed to have her even in my house right now, put all those things aside, because that's not what it's about. If you're even just slightly remotely considering doing this and taking the next step, I would love to talk to you and ease any of your concerns or stress about it. Every project has a different objective. Every client has a different goal, whether, it's this new chapter of your life, your kids are going to college, and now I'm going to be home with my husband and everything's changed and I don't know what to do. Maybe you have a newborn on the way and you're new parents, or you've just moved into a house, or you're downsizing, or you're retiring. Or I've even had, unfortunately, clients who have, widowed and lost the love of their life. I mean, a lot of the design I found is starting with a new chapter. We're always evolving in life, and I think your space should also evolve with you. And maybe you're just like, I am so sick and tired of the way this room looks, and I don't even know what to do with it. Call me. I'd love to have that conversation with you. So we'd first just start talking casually. I want to know about you, what's brain dump. Tell me what's going on. And then we can see if it makes sense for us to move forward with an in-home consultation and, really let me get eyes on the space. Let's meet in person and make sure that we really vibe well together. Working with a designer is a very personal experience too, and it's something where if you're doing a larger project or even a furnishings project, it takes a while from start to finish before the furniture is going to be ready to be installed, or if we're doing construction, we have to wait for the product lead time and for construction, and we'll be in it together for the long haul. So I always tell people too, even if a client is they'll be honest with me, I'm meeting with other designers, and I encourage that. I think mm-hmm. you really need to find the right fit, and I might not be the right designer for everybody. And I would only take on a project with a client knowing that we're going to nail this. We're going to work well together, right. And I'm going to be able to exceed their expectations.
And that's why you can find both of our ladies in Be Local Beaches magazine and Stroll Harbor Bluffs, because of the standards, the honesty, the work ethics, fairness, everything that you just said. So thank you for that.
Yes.
So, right? Absolutely. So let's see, we have a couple minutes left, but I did want to say something. All right, so I have a challenge for everyone out there, because we live in our houses and we walk through the same rooms and we don't even look at them. I mean, they could be messes, they could be whatever, they could just be dull, boring, but you don't even care because you're just so used to it, you don't even notice it. So walk around your house tonight, tomorrow, over the weekend with a fresh set of eyes and walk through that room and be like, wow. See it from someone else's point of view, right? See it from your friend's point of view, or a relative you haven't seen forever is coming to your house for the first time. And kind of see, does it need a facelift? Because I'm already walking through my head in my house in my head and thinking, yeah. You know what I mean? So do something, and it could be simple, like get Katie's opinion. Maybe it's changing a couple walls, colors, mm-hmm. or whatever it is, and then moving your existing furniture just around,
yeah.
or getting new pictures. So just take a look at it from another point of view. You're so used to seeing it, and you don't even pay attention to it. Am I right? Does that happen? People just get used to their house, and they don't even really know what, they don't see it anymore, right?
Yeah, people need help with things, and that's why they have us.
Yeah,
that's
right. Yeah, you get complacent, you get set in your ways, and you just kind of forget about it. Right?
Yeah.
But I think your room should inspire you. That should be a space you really want to spend time in and is nurturing and, brings you joy. If it's not bringing you joy, then we need to change something.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, one more time, I'd like to go around to our guests, okay? Maria, give us your 30-second commercial and who you are, and yes, pressure. Wave to our Facebook people, and this is Be Local Buzz with Devin every Thursday on Tan Talk Radio from 4 to 5. And Maria, tell us what you do one more time.
I am the maker of all the things. So I do custom and handmade wood furniture as well as personalization, anything from small projects to big projects. And it could be as small as a gift, a cutting board, a laser engraved with somebody's name on it, or a new entertainment center for your house. But I am the maker of all the things. And I love to create and turn people's visions into reality, basically.
Very cool. Very, very cool. And if you're a business owner, or oh, yes, if you're having a bachelorette party, graduation party, just want to surprise someone for a birthday or something, Maria, yes, is the maker of everything, so she can custom make things. So you can put people's picture,
logos,
faces,
she
can put your husband's face on your bikini.
Yes, I can do. I love to do work with businesses, whether it be branding for them, giveaways, koozies, t-shirts, hats. I mean, anything. It's nameless. Keychains, magnets, like anything. So I can literally personalize and customize and put your logo on all your stuff to give away to your clients as well.
Very cool. Love it. And then, Katie, what do you want to say to our viewers and our listeners today about what you do, and then tell us your 30-second commercial?
Yeah, of course. So at Slate Studios Interiors, we really focus on designing authentic spaces for our clients. We like to let our customers enjoy a full white glove experience where they can sit back, relax, and sip their champagne while we worry about all of the other intricacies of their project. However, we do know that full service might not be right for everybody, so we do offer what we call virtual or a DIY design solution, where we would design everything for you and kind of pass it off to you, where then you can execute it and purchase the items, bring in your trades, assemble your furnishings on your own. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are very handy, but then there's a lot of people that are also extremely busy. And, you know, I wouldn't have a business if this didn't take full-time effort to renovate or design or do one of these projects. So it is a lot of work, and that's why we take pride in offering the full service for our clients.
Awesome. And now I have just a random question that just came to my head. I don't know why. Have you ever done a she shed or a man cave?
I've done a man cave, but not a she shed, and I would love to do a she shed.
That's such a popular thing now, she sheds.
I want a she shed.
I want a she shed.
I just got a she shed, and I'm so jealous.
Thank you guys very much for getting those stupid State Farm she shed commercials stuck in my head again. Thank you very much.
But, right? Would you do a she shed?
Oh, absolutely. That would be so fun.
That would be cool, right?
I want a barn dominium, so maybe we can talk.
Yes. All right. See, you now we know
honey,
who does she sheds.
A barn dominium.
Cool. So I don't know. We're all going off to ladies' night tonight, and I shouldn't really call it ladies' night because men are invited too. But it is going to be tonight's party. It's a Stroll Harbor Bluffs Neighbors Night Out, and it's at Salted Air Mercantile, and they are located on Indian Rocks Road in Largo. There's raffles, cupcakes, wine, and we are going to have fun. There's going to be a lot of people there, so I'm really looking forward. And raffles,
yes.
We got raffles from Katie over there. Do we have any raffles from you? Yes, just we're peer pressuring you. Okay, and then Saturday is the fashion show at Ruth Eckerd Hall, and it benefits Women with Purpose. And we had Jane Seymour Sweat on our show, who is the founder of Women with Purpose, that helps families with a cancer member in the family.
Oh,
so
that's
Saturday at 11 o'clock at Ruth Eckerd Hall. Come dress up and attend the fashion show. Matt's kicking me off. It went by so fast. Thank you for watching and tuning in to Be Local Buzz with Devin, your community connector here on Tan Talk Radio every Thursday from 4 to 5. See you next week. Mm-hmm. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
I want to see you out that door, baby. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
I don't want to be a fool for you. Just another player in your game for two. You may hate me, but it ain't no lie, baby. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye.
Make it tough.
I just wanna tell you that I had enough.
It might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.